You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
We have got lots of stuff to get through tonight, lots of requests, lots of names to shout out, so buckle up and get ready for the ride. This first one is for Karen. She's 47 today. Happy birthday, Karen. You deserve it. You are indeed a star. Birthday, Karen, but she's by no means the only person who's going to get a shout out tonight, because tonight it's all about, well, it's inspired by Sophie. Sophie sent her dad a while back a message saying, "I can't believe that you were alive during the Britpop era in England. It's not fair." Now, that means Sophie was born after the Britpop era, and so I thought, let's do a show called Baby Britpop, and that's what it is. It's Britpop chosen by people who were not born during the Britpop era, but are nevertheless fans of the genre. Do you like the way I use that word? So, baby is a bit condescending, but, you know, particularly some of these are probably 25 years old. So, today, any requests you want, but it has to, you can't request unless you are 25 or under. That's the rules. You can make commentary, as usual. We'll get some commentary from some of the usuals, Brian, Mark, I know you're listening. But anybody wanting a request, you've got to be under the age of 25. Now, James H. said, He was talking about his son. He said this on Twitter. He said, almost overnight, he stopped listening to Stormzy and stole all my CDs. He then started spending all his money on vinyl and bucket hats. Oasis and the Stone Roses are his absolute favourites. He's 15 this month. Listen up for Oasis and Elephant Stone for Stone Roses. And we also had Stephen Ayling. He said, my daughter Emily, who's 13, absolutely adores Oasis, with her favourite track being Listen Up. We've been lucky to get tickets for Edinburgh and I can't wait to take her. That sounds amazing. And two requests for Listen Up means that one gets the vote.
Let
It's all about the kids this week. Don't blame me. The choices are all on the kids. And just to show you the range of what we call kids, we've had Helen say, we had a very cool chap who worked at our son's nursery. He would take his guitar in and get the kids learning things like Oasis and Blur rather than Twinkle Twinkle. I'm pretty sure they sung Song 2 at their graduation. That would have been pretty cool. All the little two-year-olds going, ah, Song 2, ah. And then we've had Davo, who's gone at the other end of the scale. He says, I'm back. My daughter Nikki is not a teenager. She was born in 1999. So she just about qualifies here, Davo, on the post-Britpop birth. But he said, but she's listened to Britpop music that I played. Here's her list. Suede, So Young. Stone Roses, I Want to Be Adored. Manson, Wide Open Space. Seahorses, Blinded by the Sun. Oasis, Supersonic. And Hurricane Number 1, Step Into My World. I'm going to choose from that list. I'm going to choose this one.
Hits from the 1990s.
Get to heaven with a smile on your face for me.
Manton, wide open space, and I'm going to interrupt the theme. I always interrupt the theme at some point during the show. Just to talk about, I had the same question three times this week. I love it when you ask me questions. Now, sometimes I'm a little bit naughty in the show, and what I do is I play a song that I think people probably aren't going to recognise. And with that song, I don't actually mention what the song is, hoping that people will then say to me, please tell me what that song was. And it worked. Last week, probably, I think it was, I played a song and Andy, Colorado Owl, said, I need your help listening to the podcast from Monday out here in Colorado, as always. Who sang the Johnny Was a Loner song? It was fantastic. I don't know how I've never heard it before. He says he listens every week. He's emigrated from Sheffield almost a decade ago, and he's off to see Oasis in LA in September. The same was from Ben Hicklin. He says, hi, I love the show. What song was played 20 minutes and 30 seconds just before the Suede song? He says, I'm listening from a village in Warwickshire called Studley. Keep up the good work. Your show gets me through many gym sessions. And Jason Paris says, hey, the Britpop show. Jason in Toronto with the big TV has another question. What did you play after Space's Avenging Angels on the Bangers show? The lyrics included someone being a part-time homosexual. It was, of course, a song from the Dandies called Johnny Foxtrot. And if you don't remember who the Dandies are, here they are.
Now.
Back to the theme, and that theme is chosen by the kids. And Katie is seeing Oasis and Pulp. That's her Twitter handle. She says, I'm going to shamelessly nominate myself here, but hi, my name is Katie, I'm 15, and I absolutely adore Britpop. My favourite Britpop songs currently are Electricity by Suede, Entertain Me by Blur, All You Good Good People by Embrace, and Chow by Lush. Let's go with some Embrace.
Like I'm at something you always
All You Good Good People by Embrace. And Danny McNamara, lead singer of Embrace, has already started the second leg of his An Evening With tour. He's done Darlington, and then coming up, we've got Wolverhampton on the 14th, Mexborough on the 15th, absolutely no idea where that is, and Nantwich, also no idea where that is, on the 30th. But it's all about the kids tonight, and I understand that Charlie and Albie are listening while they're having their dinner. Make sure you eat everything up on your plates, kids. But moving back to the requests, and on the request, Robert Fox says he has an 18-year-old, and she wasn't happy at not having any time to think about her three requests, but she's come up with them. Her top three favourite Britpop songs from his 18-year-old are In Betweener, Car Song, and End of a Century. Now, whilst I love End of a Century, I've got Blur coming up in a bit, so let's go with Sleeper. Right now, bear with me as I'm trying to get through the messages for all the ones for Blur. Paul Marshall says, my daughter Holly, 13, loves Blur. Her favourite tunes are Moving On and There's No Other Way. Now, Paul, you'll see I'd love to choose some songs because I know you're an avid listener. I'd love to choose one of those songs. But unfortunately, you'll see why in a minute, why you get trumped. It's not by this one, though. The next one who's asked for a Blur song is, where is he? Cold Hands, Cold Heart. He says, one of my son's first gigs was the Blur reunion tour at Manchester. He's 22 now. The next Blur request was from, just scrolling down, I will find it, I promise you. Learning Lab, my 11-year-old nephew loves Coffee and TV by Blur. You see, Paul, an 11-year-old, how can you say no to an 11-year-old? I'll tell you how you say no to an 11-year-old. You get trumped by a 10-year-old. Neil says his 10-year-old daughter loves Tender by Blur. And I'm sure all of you will agree that where a 10-year-old requests a song, we have to play it.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Tender is the night, lying by your side. Tender is the touch of someone that you love too much. Tender is the day the demons go away. Lord, I need to find someone who can heal my mind. Come on, come on, come on.
So here we have it, the long-awaited Baby Britpop Show. I say long-awaited, it's been about 2 weeks. And this one is John Dark. He says, I'm onto this. My 14-year-old daughter might not stop at one, two, or even three choices. But she did. He said, she's Amy, she's 14 years old, And she says he made her limit it to three choices. And what he said was, she's come up with number one, Ocean Pie. He says it's their first tune for car karaoke, and she did a great version of the Key to the Ocean line. Then it's 10 Story Love Affair and The Only One I Know. There was a very close fourth, 12 Reasons Why. If any kid chooses Ocean Pie, I'm going with that. Here it is, enjoy a bit of Shed 7.
Here's a closed door. There's something I'd like you.
And Shed 7 are having a big live summer this summer. They start on the 25th of May at Sheffield United Football Club as special guest to Paul Heaton. That'll be a good gig. Then 30th of May, very close to me, Wychwood Festival. Then they've got 12th of June, Bergen Fest. 14th of June, Scarborough Open Air Theatre. 19th of June, Forest Live at Thetford Forest. That was difficult to say. 27th of June, Glastonbury. 3rd of July, the Tivoli in Buckley. 4th of July, Castlefield Bowl, Manchester. 10th of July, Cardiff Castle. A special guest to James, also will be good gig. 11th of July, Millennium Square, Leeds. 13th of July, Transmit Festival, Glasgow. 2nd of August, Wolfram Hall, Wolverhampton. 3rd of August, Why Not Festival. 16th of August, Beautiful Days Festival, and ending at the Victorious Festival on the 23rd of August, which always has a great lineup. Right, back to the choices from the kids. Steve's kid, who is 12-year-old Will, said he would like something from Supergrass. He probably all right.
Hits from the 1990s.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, and the Britpop Show this week are doing Baby Britpop. I like the title. That's probably one of the best titles we've ever done. Probably a little bit condescending, but there you go. Now, Doug, I've got a dilemma here. Doug says, my 15-year-old loves There She Goes by the Lars because it's the theme tune to the Gilmore Girls. Now, my dilemma is the fact that I hate this song. The reason I hate it is because I feel it's been overplayed, but I realise it's not about me this week. It's all about the kids. So here it is.
Thank you.
can pretty much guarantee you that I haven't played that one before. Right, moving on. Dylan, 12-year-old Dylan, has come up with a banger of a list. He says, Menswear, Daydreamer, Long Pigs, She Said, Elastica, Connection, Cast, Walk Away, Step On, Happy Mondays, Oasis, Talk Tonight, Gene, Haunted By You, Charlatans, The Only One I Know, Shed 7, Chasing Rainbows, and She Left Me On Friday, Catatonia, Road Rage, and Manson, Wide Open Space, which of course we've already played, so I'm going to go for the Long Pigs.
Taking you back to the 90s.
Right, we're at the end of the show, and I just need to... I've got one more song to play, but I need to get through all of these requests because we had lots of comments, and I don't want to miss anybody out. So Jimmy said, my three-year-old's favourite song is Zombie by the Cranberries. Marmu said, please somebody get Cud on that show. They're the most underrated Britpop band ever. Might have to do that. Dr. Music Police says, my daughter, 13 years, loves Stand By Me by Oasis. It's on her playlist on Spotify. We've had Ash. Ash says, if it's not too late, I'm 16 and my favourite Britpop song is Cocaine Socialism. It's so underappreciated. Great shout, Ash. Joanne Freedom says, I don't know them, but a couple of 16-year-old lads were at the front of a recent Shed 7 gig where they played their album Changegiver, and bless them, they knew every single word. It was very impressive. The teens are out there living it. They do seem to be. Then we have somebody called I Heart Hoovering. He says, hello me, I'm Elliot and I'm 14 and I love Britpop, specifically Suede, Blur, Oasis, Embrace, Ash. Not sure if the last two count, but my favourite Britpop songs are She by Suede and Supersonic by Oasis. Mackie, he says, I'm in York for the weekend, walked past the Stone Roses bar at 11 p.m. must have been a club night, there was a good 200 waiting to get in that fit your request. I'm assuming he means under the age of being alive when Britpop happened. But we're going to end the show with a request from across the pond again. Bon Buckle says, my son, 12, from the USA, is a fan of the Charlatans and the Mondays. Been playing them for him since he was a kid. Favourite song is Donovan by the Mondays, but I'm going to go with the Charlatans. See you on the flip side.
But I bet it's not the same. It's yours.